End of World Day, everybody. This is Patrick Perdue, and I'm currently being brought to you by the new Tascam iXJ2 recording interface for the iPhone 4, 4S, 5, iPads, all of them, iPod Touch, anything past the third generation. And if you're using one of the new generation devices, you have to have a dock cable adapter, not the one-piece adapter, but the cable adapter, because the form factor of this thing just doesn't allow it to be directly connected to the phone. You probably wouldn't want to do that anyway, because it might break the dock connector off of the end of the lightning thing. But anyway, I'm using the Audio-Technica AT822 with this device. It's one of my, well, my favorite XY stereo single point that I've had. I've looked for cooler ones, and I still haven't really been able to find any. Cleaner ones, yes. Cooler for image, not really. Image? What image? You're probably asking yourself, well, I'm not recording in stereo right now. I'm actually in mono. There's a mono stereo switch, which is currently in the mono position. Let's do something about that. As I've now done, we should now be in stereo. I say we should now be in stereo because, well, the problem is I can't actually monitor what I'm recording. This thing doesn't have a headphone jack. And, unless you're using an app that has a throughput thingy or, real-time monitoring, you don't have any way to hear what you're doing, which is unfortunate. The Fostex, which I lost in the storm, good old Superstorm Sandy, decided that going gug to my Fostex, I left it in my girlfriend's car, was actually a great idea. Oh, well, couldn't use it with the iPhone 5 anyway because of the form factor. So, I just got this thing, haven't had a lot of time to play with it, don't, in fact, have a lot of time to play with it now. I'll probably get around to actually doing some real, you know, scientific tests and stuff after Christmas, but just thought I'd record this quick audio boo. Let's go outside. It's windy outside. This should probably do bad things to the mic. Again, wish I could monitor this, because then I could adjust gains properly. Whoa, here we go. I think the bass roll-off switch is probably going to be required. Let's turn that on. That's on the microphone, not the recorder, by the way. This doesn't have a microphone built in. This is just inputs. 2/8-inch inputs. You can use one or the other in stereo, or both of them, where one is panned left and one is panned right. It has a mono stereo switch. It has a plug-in power on-off switch. You can turn that off and actually record at line level, which is kind of nice. It has two volume knobs, one for left and one for right, which is only useful if you're using two mono microphones and you sum it to mono. Otherwise, what you do is just pan the thing off left or right, depending on... because it doesn't actually control the volumes for the input jacks and controls the volume for the left and right side, not the jack 1 and jack 2. So that's interesting, and I'm going to go back inside now. After the door almost falls off. Great. Wind. Okay. Now let's turn the bass roll off back off. Now, as I said, I don't have a lot of time to play with stuff, but what I am going to do is do a very non-scientific thing and just turn the microphone off, which gives me a properly terminated connection. And let's see what we get for self-noise. I should probably actually run this test with airplane mode on, but I'm not going to bother right now. So here is the noise as we have it now. All right, there we go. And now I'll do the same thing again and actually turn the gain down gradually as I'm not recording anything. And quickly turn the gain back up. So there you go. That's what you get from the Tascam until I can actually do some proper testing, which probably won't happen until after Christmas. And I have 17 seconds of recording time left. So I will just say, I hope you enjoyed this. I don't know what it's going to sound like because I can't monitor it. So yeah. Also, enjoy the rest of the world while it still exists. Here in the East Coast, we only have a few hours left. And then it goes bye-bye, kind of like